All right, game five. The or Clayton Kershaw basically pitched another gem as usual. So he pitched really good. Well, not usual yet. Post well, you usual as in like this year, basically, yeah. Yeah. So basically a foiled steal at home plate. Big hits by Corey Seager and Jock Peterson and Max Muncy. Were the ways that, or ways that the Dodgers end up winning this game, taking game five and taking a 3 games to 2 lead, and are one win away from something they haven't done in almost 80 years, as they win this one 4-2 against the Tampa Bay Rays. Da-da-da. So yeah, very good night for Dodgers fans. All right, da-da-da. Come on now. Come on, come on. All right, so scoring summary. So right from the beginning, Corey Seager hit a single into right field to score Mookie Betts, make it a 1-0 Dodgers lead. Then another single by Corey Seager or by Cody Bellinger scored Corey Seager, make it 2-0 Dodgers lead. Then at the top of the second inning, Jock Peterson went yard, a fly ball into center field, which turned out to be a homer, make it 3-0 Dodgers lead. Then the bottom of the third, the Rays did end up decreasing the lead first. A triple by Yandy Diaz scored Kevin Kiermaier, make it 3-1. Dodgers still led. Then Randy Arozarena hit a single into left field to score Yandy Diaz, make it 3-2. Dodgers led. Then Max Muncy went yard, and that was basically the dagger in the fifth inning with a home run into right center field, make it 4-2 Dodgers lead, and that's where the final score would stand. So let's da-da-da. All right. So basically, the Dodgers scored 4 runs on 6 hits, but do commit an error, while the Rays scored two runs on 7 hits and commit no errors. All right. Dodgers, former Red Sox. I hate to keep saying this, but kind of have to. Mookie Betts led off and played right field. He went 1 for 5, scored a run, no RBIs, no walks, and struck out once. Then batting second and playing shortstop was Corey Seager. He went 1 for 3, 1 run, 1 RBI, 1 walk, and struck out once. And then batting third and playing third base, pretty funny, is Justin Turner. He went 0 for 4, 0 runs, 0 RBIs, 0 walks, and struck out once. Batting fourth and playing first base was Max Muncy. He went 2 for 3, 1 run, 1 RBI, 1 walk, and struck out 0 times. Then batting fifth and playing DH was Will Smith. He went 0 for 4, not the Will Smith from The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. No. Yeah. He went 0 for 4, no runs, no RBIs, no walks, and struck out 3 times. All right. Batting sixth and playing center field is Ted Williams lookalike, or reincarnation lookalike. I don't know. How is Corey Seager? I mean, not Corey Seager, or Cody Bellinger. All right, 1995. So it wouldn't make sense that he's the reincarnation of. Because don't you kind of have to be dead too before you can reincarnate? I don't know. He does kind of look a little bit like Ted Williams, a younger version of Ted Williams, which I feel like is kind of funny. Yeah. Yeah. Well, I mean, he's 1 win away from doing something Ted Williams could never have done when he was with the Red Sox, win a World Series title. So he's 1 win away for doing that for the Dodgers. So yeah, if they could get the job done Tuesday, or anyway. He went 1 for 4, 0 runs, 1 RBI, 0 walks, and struck out once. Then batting seventh and playing second and left field is Chris Taylor. He went 0 for 4, no runs, no RBIs, no walks, and struck out once. Then batting eighth and playing left field was Jock Peterson. He went 1 for 2, 1 run, 1 RBI, no walk or 1 walk, and struck out 0 times. And then pinch hitting for him and playing second base was Kike Hernandez. He went 0 for 1, no runs, no RBIs, no walks, and did not strike out a single time. And then batting ninth and playing catcher was Austin Barnes. He went 0 for 2. No runs, no RBIs, 2 walks, and struck out 0 times. All right, the only extra base hits they got was a double by Mookie Betts. He got that in the first inning off of Tyler Glasnow, and then homers by Jock Peterson, his first of the World Series, in the second inning off of Tyler Glasnow with 0 on and 0 out. And Max Muncy, his first of the World Series in the fifth inning, also off of Tyler Glasnow with 0 on and 2 out. All right, pitchers. All right, Clayton Kershaw got the start and went 5 2/3 innings, gave up 5 hits, surrendered 2 runs. All 2 of those runs were earned. He walked 2 people, struck out 6, gave up 0 home runs, and left the game with a 2.31 ERA. All right. Then Dustin May, who looks like Carrot Top's son for some reason, came in and relieved him and went 1 2/3 innings. Gave up a hit, but he did not give up a run, and he certainly did not give up an earned run. He did not walk a single person. He struck out 2, gave up 0 home runs, and left the game with a 9.00 ERA. And then coming in and relieving him was Victor Gonzalez, who pitched a third in, or 2/3 inning, or like 2 1/3 inning. He gave up no hits, no runs, and he definitely did not give up an earned run. He only walked 1 person, struck out nobody, gave up 0 home runs, and left the game with a 3.86 ERA. And then coming in the ninth was Blake Treiden. He went 1 inning, gave up a hit, but he did not give up a run, and he certainly did not give up an earned run. He walked nobody, struck out 2, gave up 0 home runs, and left the game with a 6.75 ERA. Rays stats, all right. Yandy Diaz led off and played first base. He went 2 for 3. No, scored a run, 1 RBI, no walks, and struck out 0 times. All right. Then pinch hitting for him was G-Man Choi. Saturdays are for the Choi's. Yeah. You start seeing those shirts? This were pretty funny. Yeah. Saturdays are for the Choi's. Yeah. It's from Barstool's Saturdays Are for the Boys, and they kind of, yeah. It's kind of funny. Saturdays are for the Choi's. Yeah. All right. But G-Man Choi did not get at bat whatsoever, so there's no point going over his stats. Chris Bruzzo, Mike Bruzzo gets the pinch hits and plays first base. He did not get a bat whatsoever, and the reason why is because that one at bat was a walk, so it did not count. So just only one walk. All right, and then batting second and playing DH was Randy Arozarena. He went 1 for 4, 0 runs, 1 RBI, 0 walks, and struck out 0 times. Batting third and playing second base was Brandon Lau. He went 0 for 4. No runs, no RBIs, no walks, and struck out once. And then batting fourth and playing left field is the former Red Sox farm system player, Manuel Margot. He went 2 for 3. 0 runs, 0 RBIs, 1 walk, and struck out once. All right, and then batting fifth and playing right field was Hunter Renfroe. He went 0 for 1. No runs, no RBIs, 1 walk, and struck out 0 times. And then pinch hitting for him and playing right field was Austin Meadows. He went 0 for 2, 0 runs, 0 RBIs, 0 walks, and struck out twice. Yeah. Yeah. All right. Okay, what was I thinking? All right. All right, batting sixth and playing third base was Joey Wendell. He went 0 for 4, 0 runs, 0 RBIs, 0 walks, and struck out once. All right, then batting seventh and playing shortstop was Willie Adames. He went 0 for 4, 0 runs, 0 RBIs, 0 walks, and struck out twice. All right, and then batting eighth and playing center field was the Parkland Scum, Kevin Kiermaier. If you don't know what I'm talking about by Parkland Scum, please listen to the previous episodes, especially the ones where we talk about the Rays. Yeah, you'll get what I'm trying to make here. All right, he went 2 for 3, 1 run, 0 RBIs, 0 walks, and struck out once. And then Batting ninth and playing catcher was Mike Zunino. He went 0 for 2, 0 runs, 0 RBIs, 0 walks, and struck out twice. And then pinch hitting for him was Yoshi Sagusho. He went 0 for 1, no runs, no RBIs, 0 walks, and struck out 0 times. And then coming in and catching for him was Michael Perez, but he did not get an at-bat whatsoever, so there's no point going over his stats. So the only extra base hits that they got was a double by Yandy Diaz. I believe in the bottom of the third inning. Yeah, in the bottom of the third inning off of Clayton Kershaw, so that's the only, yes, or extra base hit that they got. All right. Rays pitching. So getting the start tonight was Tyler Glasnow, who looks like Tom Shelby from the Peaky Blinders. Yes. Or at least the actor, Cillian Murphy. Yes. A long-haired version of American Air. Yeah. All right. So he went pitch 5 innings, gave up 6 hits, surrendered 4 runs, and all 4 of those runs were earned. He walked 3 people, struck out 7, gave up 2 home runs, and left the game with a 9.64 ERA. Aaron Loop came in and pitched a 2/3 innings. No hits, no runs, no earned runs. He walked 1 person, struck out 0, gave up no home runs, and left the game with a 9.00 ERA. All right. Diego Castillo pitched 1/3 innings. He gave up no hits, no runs, and definitely no earned runs. He walked nobody, struck out nobody, gave up 0 home runs, and left the game with a 3.8 ERA. Yeah. All right. Then Ryan Sheriff came in and pitched an inning. No hits, no runs, no earned runs. He walked nobody, struck out nobody, gave up 0 home runs, and left the game with a 0.00 ERA. Then Ryan Thompson came in and pitched an inning in the ninth, and he gave up nothing, so no hits, no runs, no earned run, but he did walk a person and he did strike out a person. He did not give up a home run, and he left the game with a 0.00 ERA. Yeah. All right, so the win goes to Clayton Kershaw, his second of the World Series, so he's now 2-0. And the loss gets slapped to Tyler Glasnow, so Tom Shelby gets the loss, so he's 0-2. And then the save will go to Blake Treiben, his first of the World Series, so very good. Yeah. I just realized this. So after Tyler Glasnow left in the fifth after the fifth inning, the Dodgers did not score another base hit. Wow. So literally, they did not score another base hit for the remainder of the game, and they still won the game. Wow. Yeah. But that wasn't the last base hit of the game. Yes, Blake Treiben did give up a base hit in. Yeah. That's a stat that I just didn't see. Wow. So Randy Arozarena, he did make history tonight once again. He did make it once again in the postseason. Yeah. So he breaks the record for RBI single or for most postseason hits in or most postseason hits with 27 hits. So he passes Pablo Sandoval, Penda. Who did it in 2014 for the most in a single postseason. Pretty neat. So, yeah, what about that steal at home? Yeah. So he had, yeah, so basically tagged out Manuel Margot trying to steal home. Yeah. But he didn't. Yeah, that's what, yeah. Yeah, former Red Sox farmhand Manuel Margot. Yeah. I was trying to pay a lot of attention. I was talking to one of my former college coaches, texting him and stuff like that. Like the conversation we won't get into, but yeah, basically, yeah, we were just talking about life and stuff like that. Like I had questions to talk about him, but we won't go into most of the details there. Yeah. Yeah. None does not belong here. Oh man. Well, it was good. It was just, yeah, I'm just not going to drop it here on the podcast. Yeah. Doesn't need to be talked about on here. Yeah, and also it's kind of, yeah. Right, so yeah, Manuel Margot stealing home. Yeah, I know he got tagged out at home. I didn't know he was trying to steal home too. Yeah, that's why I mean, I was like texting a few people too, talking to them and stuff like that. And yeah, so, yeah, should have paid more attention. Yeah, but still, yeah, very good game. I didn't realize that. Yeah, wow. So basically, the Dodgers, after the night that they had last night, after giving up a really embarrassing walk-off single that turned into a debacle of a fielding expedition, they found a way to bounce back and basically take a 3-2 lead and are 1 game away from doing something that they haven't done since 1988, when Ronald Reagan was still president. Well, it was his last year as president, basically, but yeah. But he was still the commander in chief. Yeah. The Soviet Union was still a country, or Russia was still called the Soviet Union. I think the song Never Gonna Give You, hold on, let me see. I could be wrong on that song. Yeah. Never Gonna Give You Up. Yeah, when that song was still popular. Sister Katie was like basically an infant at this time. Yeah. Yeah, let's see what else. I don't know. Czechoslovakia was still called the Czech Republic, was still Czech Republic and Slovakia were still called Czechoslovakia at the time. They were still, yeah. That was an episode on Arthur. I think Buster was trying to stoop the brain on like question, or like trying to make him get a question wrong. And like he said, how about what's the capital of Czechoslovakia? And he said, there is no Czechoslovakia anymore. It broke up. Yeah. They're now the Czech Republic and Slovakia now. Yeah. They just actually like, what's the capital of, yeah. That's what, it actually broke up like the year I was born or something like that. Like, or at least like I was an infant at the time when that was happening, like 1993. So it'll be kind of neat to kind of see the Dodgers win after almost 30 something years. Although I feel like something might go wrong. Like they might do like get this far and then suddenly just start to collapse as usual. Well, let's hope not. Let's honestly hope not. 32 years. So the first time they won in 32 years. So we are gonna, so if they could get it done Tuesday night, that's the next time they'll play. Tuesday night is game six. Could it be the game that ends clinches it, or will we see a forced game seven on Wednesday night? We'll find out. But stay tuned. Stay tuned because it's coming up in a couple of days. All right. All right, that's about it. See you guys Tuesday night. Banyana.